Thanks for listening to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm Ray Diaz. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, adults aged 18 to 60 years old should sleep at least 7 hours each night for the best health and wellness. There are a number of things we can do to alter our sleeping habits. But for the estimated 1 in 5 Americans who have gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, simply trying to fall asleep can be a daily struggle. Joining me to tell us more about gastroesophageal reflux disease is Dr. Willis Parsons, medical director at the Gastroenterology Center at Northwestern Community Healthcare in Arlington Heights. Dr. Parsons, what kind of impact can sleep deprivation have on your health?
Chronic sleep deprivation can lead to anxiety, depression, headaches, can actually contribute to high blood pressure. Chronic sleep deprivation can hurt the immune system and make you more predisposed towards getting infections. It can hurt how you think and how you interact with your environment.
Now, many of those who suffer from gastroesophageal reflux disease can have trouble sleeping. Can you tell us more about GERD?
These are the symptoms or side effects of stomach contents, especially acidic stomach contents, going up into the esophagus and sometimes the airway. And the two most common symptoms are heartburn and regurgitation. And this can happen not only during the daytime, but at nighttime. And that's a big problem for probably 80% of people with acid reflux. They get nighttime symptoms, and that clearly hurts their sleep.
What do you recommend for people who may have these symptoms and are finding themselves up late at night? What's the first thing they should do?
Well, the common sense things are to not have meals within 2 hours of going to sleep, trying to avoid alcohol before going to sleep, and having, if necessary, medicines ready to go by the bedside. Some people need to take antacids. Some patients take other pills, such as the H2 blockers or the proton pump inhibitors. So medical therapy is sometimes necessary to control the symptoms so people can get better sleep. But above and beyond that, there are newer procedures that can be done to correct the problem itself, not simply treat the acid, but correct the anatomical problem that's causing the reflux.
What kind of treatment is available for those who suffer from GERD?
Because there are known side effects of some of the proton pump inhibitors, and there's more discussion about that, there has been more interest in creating a new valve. So the valve at the bottom of the esophagus, the lower esophageal sphincter, can be rebuilt through procedures. And one of the procedures that I'd like to talk about is called TIF, T-I-F, and that's transoral incisionless fundoplication. It's a mouthful, but what it means is the non-surgical rebuilding of the valve. And this can fix the anatomical problem. And when we do this procedure, the vast majority of people feel much better and don't need to take their acid blocker pills anymore.
So if people are suffering from regular heartburn or regurgitation, they should see a doctor.
We've found, Ray, that the people who tend to get a lot of symptoms at nighttime are the ones with the more serious reflux problems, the ones where the reflux is actually damaging the wall of the esophagus, leading to a precancerous condition called Barrett's, and in a minority of people, actually increasing the risk of getting esophageal cancer. So one message is, if you're having nighttime symptoms, you really should speak to your doctor about this and learn about options, not only lifestyle modifications, but potential prescription medicines, and then to ask about the newer procedures such as the TIF procedure. Once a month heartburn, that's nothing to be too concerned about. But you're having it more than once a week, you're having any trouble with sleeping, you're having the sensation of food not going down properly, you're having regurgitation, anything like that, you really need to be seeing a doctor because there may be a much more serious problem going on than think there is.
You're listening to Score Values on 670 The Score. My guest is Dr. Willis Parsons, medical director at the Gastroenterology Center at Northwestern Community Healthcare. Dr. Parsons, what types of food make symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux disease more severe?
Well, Ray, the better the food tastes, the more likely it is to cause trouble, right? Caffeine and chocolate and the rich foods and anything within 2 hours of going to sleep, more likely to cause trouble at nighttime. And of course, when people go out at night, you know, they may have a cocktail, they may have a big meal, they may have the chocolate cake for dessert. Those are typically the nights where people are going to have trouble with the reflux symptoms. So common sense things, of course.
Dr. Parsons, you spoke about the TIF procedure. For those who suffer from GERD symptoms at night and have the procedure, just how immediate can the relief be?
There's a recovery period for a week or two, but once the person's through that recovery period, they will know that there's a big difference, and they'll see less reflux, less regurgitation. So it is pretty much a quick fix. Remember that the pills don't fix the problem. The pills are just changing the amount of acid that's coming up. And so that's the big distinction between pills and the TIF procedure.
Dr. Parsons, can you talk more about the link between GERD and cancer symptoms?
Longstanding acid reflux can lead to damage of the esophagus, which can then lead to a precancerous condition called Barrett's esophagus. And then in some patients with Barrett's esophagus, there is a change in the cells leading all the way up to esophageal cancer. And esophageal cancer is deadly. It's very difficult to survive esophageal cancer. So that gets to the point of seeing the doctor, being more aggressive with the treatment of GERD and not just blowing off the symptoms and taking pills.
According to the website GERDHelp.com, 1 in 5 Americans suffers from gastroesophageal reflux disease. That's a pretty significant figure.
Well, it's a big problem. We're talking about 30 million Americans with GERD. We're talking about 20 million Americans with sleep problems due to waking up with heartburn and reflux. So it's a big problem of numbers. There's lots and lots of money being spent on this. Unfortunately, most of the money is being spent on pharmaceuticals. We're trying to be more proactive now with procedures such as the TIF procedure to actually fix the disease and not just treat the symptoms. So I think it's important to emphasize that, to avoid taking pills your whole life, to avoid the potential long-term side effects of these pills. Procedures to fix the problem, such as the TIF procedure, should be emphasized and should be considered by patients and their physicians.
Dr. Parsons, you mentioned that the TIF procedure is minimally invasive. How does it compare to GERD treatment procedures of the past?
That's a great question, Ray. And, you know, this is an endoscopic procedure, so there's no incisions. It's not a surgical procedure. This is an endoscopic procedure done in a gastrointestinal laboratory under sedation, but the patients can go home the same day or the next day. There is not the typical wound healing issues and pain issues of a surgical procedure. In addition, the long-term side effects that we've seen with the traditional surgical procedures, such as food swallowing difficulties or a bloating feeling in the abdomen, do not occur with the TIF procedure. It is truly a minimally invasive procedure, and that's a real advantage.
Those suffering from the severe symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux disease that you mentioned earlier should visit a gastroenterologist. How can people get in touch with your office, Dr. Parsons?
So my practice is at Northwest Community Hospital, and I run a GERD clinic here because we're interested in helping these patients. Just as a general resource, Ray, I think it's important that we give out a web address, which is GERDHelp.com, GERDHELP.com, which is a very good website for general information about GERD. But we're ready to help whenever these folks want to come.
My guest has been Dr. Willis Parsons, Medical Director at the Gastroenterology Center at Northwestern Community Healthcare in Arlington Heights. For more information on symptoms and treatment for gastroesophageal reflux disease or GERD, go to GERDHelp.com. That's GERDHelp.com.